Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Monday, March 10th, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we're on page 83, the fourth paragraph. If we are painstaking about this phase through two sentences ending a new freedom and a new happiness, and we'll be commenting on these two sentences only today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Mary P., 12 Traditions, Lilan P. Readers of the text, Luann C., Vanessa G., and Ann S.C.H. The reference number for Sunday, March 9th, is 22,235. That's 22235. And for this morning, Monday, March 10th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 22,236. That's 22236. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Larry G., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you so much, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. I will now ask Lilan P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thanks, Dawn. Lilan P., recovering compulsive overeater in Germany. These are the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service. I pass.
Thank you so much, Leland P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 83, the fourth paragraph. If we are painstaking about this phase through two sentences ending a new freedom and a new happiness, and we'll be commenting on these two sentences today. I will now ask Luann C. to read and then share with us.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. I'm Luann C. I'm recovered and on my feet in Boise, Idaho. The text is, if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. Boy, what a privilege to be able to read part of this paragraph, this amazing paragraph in our book. I'm so excited. But anyway, in order for me to have a new freedom and a new happiness, I was going to have to work the program in a new way. I just kept coming up against this thing that as good as I was working it, and I felt like I was working everything I could, but I just couldn't get abstinent. And before, you know, I got recovered, I had worked the steps through the Big Book, but I was working what I could understand. I brought to OA a slogan from another program that says that, you know, take what you like and leave the rest. And, you know, I was intermittently abstinent. I had amazing ninth step experiences at that level. I mean, they were life altering, really. You know, desserts were gone. So that was as good as it got, right? But I couldn't conceive of what it was like to be entirely abstinent and entirely surrendered. Life just all came together at this moment where I realized, you know, I can't, this is not working. I don't even have an idea of what to do next. You know, I was still binging and, you know, but I felt like, hey, you know, if I only binge 3 times a month, isn't that, you know, mathematically, isn't that going to work for me to lose weight? And, you know, but I wasn't realizing the mental illness of it, you know. And finally, you know, I just couldn't take that part of it. And just completely just let go and just said, God, you know, I've got no ideas here. What do you want me to do? I mean, I didn't even know whether I should go back to bed or if I should get up. I mean, I had nothing. And that seemed to be the flimsy reed. My little bit of willingness there turned out to be the sturdy hand of God, a real strength. And once I surrendered, you know, oh my gosh, so many new things. And I couldn't conceive of what this happiness was. I thought I was happy. I was confusing happiness with excitement. And I had a very exciting life. And, but I didn't know what real happiness was, what contentment was, what taking it one day at a time really meant, to be fully engaged in this day and to not feel afraid. You know, I've been relieved of the compulsion to control everything.
Time.
And I've been relieved of the compulsion to go online and look at things to buy in order to be happy in this life. I have a real relationship with my higher power now. God isn't just up there or in a book.
Time.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me. And I just hope we all have a great day. Thank you. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Luann C. What a great way to get us started. And I'll now take the names of people to share on these two sentences. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us? Press star one
Barbara
if you'd like
w.
to share.
Barbara W. from New Jersey, yes.
All right, got you, Barbara. Who else would like to share? Press star one.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Who else would like to get in this lineup?
Barbara A. from California.
Barbara A., California.
Lori H., Florida.
Lori H.
Colorado.
Who is that last name?
Jan C., Colorado.
Perfect. Okay, I have Barbara W., Deborah G., Barbara A., Lori H., and Jan C. Did I miss anyone? Okay, fantastic lineup. Let's go ahead with Barbara W., followed by Deborah G.
Good morning. I'm a recovery overeater, and I'm glad to be in this group. I remember way back when I was young, and I heard about OA, and I said, you know, I'm going to go to OA. See what it's all about. So I went, and when I heard about I was going to know a new freedom, I said, oh, a new freedom? My goodness, I want to be free. I'm tired of this mess. So I went to the program, and I heard about it, and I worked it, and I did it, but I didn't stay because I was young, and I could not understand about OA. And I stopped going for a while, and I began binging and eating the wrong foods again. So when I came back, it's been almost three years now with me now, 2.5 years. I came back on December, and December also is my recovery for drinking. So I was an alcoholic, and then I was a foodaholic. So I would go from alcohol to food, alcohol to food, alcohol, and the alcohol made me hungry. So when I got back in the program again, I found out when I got my sponsor that I was going to know a new freedom. I heard it again. And I began working the program knowing that the freedom is not freedom. Freedom comes from obedience. It comes in a way of learning how to let your program work for you and let God work for you the way you feel in your heart that he is giving it to you and your sponsor. So that's how I was able to progress it now. When they said freedom, freedom means learning instructions and learning how to be respectable and learning how to work things out in my life in order. That's what freedom is about. Once you get in, I get in order, then I have freedom. And this is the way I learned about OA and life, having perspective, having respect about other people, and learning how to deal with life and enjoy my wonderful foods that I can have on the program and working it every day. And cooking. I cook a lot now because I cook good food for me to eat. And I'm enjoying it. And making your house, your kitchen look so presentable. Flowers and cooking, grilling, nice good stuff. Learning how to work it in a way that you are happy. And I'm really happy with the program now. I really am. And I'm so grateful. And thanks for allowing me to share. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Barbara W. from New Jersey. Deborah G., it's your turn to share, followed by Barbara A.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for your service and everyone made this meeting possible. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers on the line. I'm so glad that you're here and you could hear those sentences because that's the promises. That's what can happen. And I'm so grateful that that was my experience. Deborah G. from Arizona. And I remember I continued to keep relapsing and relapsing and relapsing. And I knew that it was an alcoholic food that I needed to let go of. And I just wouldn't. I just, that insanity of trying to control something that you can't control. You know, and being stuck, a prisoner of my own mind, you know, that was my problem also, was my thinking. You know, that was the thing that was keeping me stuck, that was taking me away from those beautiful promises, that first promise. And it wasn't until I put that down, and then my sponsor took me through the steps. And the amazing thing was that what was happening, because I was inviting God in to my experience of going through those steps, I realized how much God loves me and wants my highest good and greatest joy, doesn't want me to suffer, and was doing it to me, not by me, by going through the honesty, open-minded, willingness experience. And that freedom and that joy and really experiencing happiness, really having that experience and knowing that's what it is. It's lovely. I love living life loosely. I was on another meeting earlier and just living life loosely and happy. I was able to, we have the new time change now. I was able to start the meeting at that other meeting I was in with laughter. We were all laughing. It felt so good. Anyways, thank you. Thank you all so much. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Love, love, love.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. Barbara A., it's your turn to share, followed by Lori H. And if you just happen to be joining us, we're talking about page 83, that fourth paragraph. And we're starting with, if we are painstaking about this phase through two sentences ending a new freedom and a new happiness, and we're talking about those two sentences today. So, Barbara, it's your turn to share, and please let us know where you're calling from.
Good morning, moderator. This is Barbara A. from California. I'm so grateful to be able to come in and sit down and listen. Not doing my busy chores in the morning, but really listening, especially to that last line. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. I hear that many times in meetings, and I hear people quote that. to my ability to truly understand that today is the work of this program and the volunteers who put these meetings together, the service that's done to make sure that I can call in every morning and hear these words. God is doing for me today what I could not do for myself, which was to be taught how to surrender, how to let go of the outcome, to live in today. These promises, like they say, they're listed here. If this is the first time you're hearing this paragraph, it may be overwhelming. It was to me. And just the strength of coming to the meetings, following the instructions, reaching out to other people, those are all things that I couldn't do by myself. I couldn't plan and come to these meetings on my own. I needed God, who showed up in a lot of the people on this line, calling me, sharing, giving service. I can today honestly say that I am learning to handle situations that baffled me with family, with life. And yes, I am still human, and I get confused and anxious and angry, and I fall back into my character defects. And the gift today is that surrender to not go to the food or the alcohol or the drugs or whatever I've used in the past, but to learn to ride the feeling, to accept life, as we say in this program, on life's terms. I can't do that without this program. I can't do it without all of you sharing, and I so appreciate that. God is giving me the ability to be grateful and to express gratitude. So thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. And if you happen to be just joining us, we're on page 83, that fourth paragraph. But we're talking about just the first two sentences where it says, starts with, if we are painstaking about this phase, through two sentences ending a new freedom and a new happiness. So we'll now hear from Laura H. and then Jan C. and then I'll be taking some more names. So we look forward to your share. Laura H., please share with us. Star one, Lori.
May I be heard?
You sure can.
Ah, there we go. Hey, family, Lori in Florida. Oh, my goodness, this just hit me like a spiritual 2x4. If I am painstaking about this phase of my development, painstaking, am I willing to feel pain for the first time and know that this is, it says, a phase of our development, that it will pass, you know? Am I willing and surrendered? And then the promise says, I'm going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. On the other side of it is freedom and happiness. And wouldn't I want that? And it wouldn't be worth the pain, because the pain of actually surrendering and doing the work and chewing down my pride and what I think to just do what my sponsor tells me to do is so much less painful than being in food hell, you know. But, and God forbid I should be a hypocrite and, you know, let go of these old ideas, you know, and what I think I need. You know, and it's so much of that. And I am in a new phase. I've been through my steps, and I've been 11 and 12, and my God continue to grow, you know, because my default is self-destruction in a number of different ways, not just the food, but it'll all lead me back to the my disease. If it can get that toe in the door in some other way and get me, you know, feeling some kind of bajiggity, it will do that so I can go back to the food. But if I'm going through a new growth phase, and thank you, God, I'm green and growing and not ripe and rotting. Thank you, God, that I feel the pain of being awake today. I feel the pain of this new phase of development I'm in now. And my God is constantly changing and building. If I'm allowing and I'm letting go of the old and opening my way to the new. And I've been in this opening process. God even changed my food again recently. And I went through a phase where I was hungry for months until it got leveled out. And that was okay, because it was physical and biochemical, and it wasn't, you know, willful. So God got me through it and enabled me. And I feel a new freedom and a new happiness now that I've surrendered what the next thing, which was control, another illusion of control. I thought I had illusion of control with my food, my health. I thought I had illusion of control in my relationships. And across the board, I am surrendering to new phases of development. I feel the pain, but I also feel the joy, the freedom, the happiness, the living life and building a life with my loving God and true, authentic getting to be meanness and accepting myself as I am, as you guys have. Thank you for your love, and thank you for listening for a minute. I love you guys. Magical Monday to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura H. from Florida. Jan C., it's your turn to share.
Hi, this is Jan C. from Denver, Colorado. Newly moved here from Arizona, and certainly a tremendous miracle God worked in that whole transition, and I won't go into those details, but it's sure part of the new freedom and new happiness I'm experiencing because I'm in the program. And it talks about, you know, the first sentence, if we're painstaking about this phase of our development. So I looked up, you know, the paragraph above, the two paragraphs, and it says the spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. And, you know, and then it talks about there may be some wrongs we can never fully right. Don't worry if we honestly can say that we would right them. So as I'm working my program and trying to stay very close to my higher power and have a morning prayer meditation routine that is really sacred to me, and then I work with sponsees, and I come to this morning meeting, and I learn so much. I am just so grateful to be abstinent. And I say that the abstinence, getting the abstinence, is just the ticket in the door. There is so much more about this program, Living Life, with this new plan for living that is just outstanding. And I need to stay close to my higher power to enjoy that, and that includes going to meetings, listening to others, sharing with others, and asking others for help. So God in the flesh, so to speak. So thanks for letting me share. I'm very grateful to everybody for your service and for those who have shared. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jan C. from Colorado. All right. Well, I'm now going to take a list of names who would like of people who would like to share on these two sentences, page 83, that fourth paragraph starting with, if we are painstaking about this phase, through those two sentences ending a new freedom and a new happiness. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences as well. So who would like to share with us?
Laura W.
Laura W. In Jersey. And Joan Marie M. And there was a name that I missed in there besides Laura W.
Janice P.M.
Janice P.M. Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you.
All
Nancy
right.
L.J., California.
Nancy L.J., California. Anyone else? All right, I have Laura W., Joan Marie M., Janice P.M., and Nancy L.J. Laura W., please get us started.
Thank you, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey, and I love these promises. You know, it says if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, what phase are they talking about? They're talking about going through all the amends process and clearing our side of the street and feeling that freedom. So when I first read this for the first time, I was in the rooms and I was just abstinent. And I'm like, well, why don't I do this? Why don't I feel free? What? Because I didn't do the work yet. You know, if we're just new to this whole process and not doing the work and not through steps 8, 9 and entering 10, we're not going to feel that freedom or that happiness. You know, it talks about the freedom and the happiness. I thought freedom and happiness was staying anorexic, staying as low weight as I possibly could be and wanted to be, but not have any of the consequences. I thought that was freedom. And really what I've learned through the process and through working this day after day and year after year is that freedom is a relationship with my higher power. Freedom is being able to handle things that used to throw me into a tizzy. You know, freedom is having neutrality around my food, my weight, and my exercise. And that's real freedom. Freedom is being able to keep my mouth shut when my anorexic daughter is doing something that I know is could kill her. You know, that's freedom. And I'm not doing that. God is doing that for me. My higher power is doing that for me. And only by doing this day after day and storing, you know, putting recovery in the bank to pull out when I need it, only by doing that can I live in freedom and happiness. And really, happiness for me isn't the goal. Peace is the goal. You know, I feel happiness on certain occasions. I'm not always happy. So when I'm not happy drama and sadness happens, I can't be surprised, and I have to just accept that as life. That's life on God's terms. So I'm really grateful for this, and I just want to remind the newcomer that these promises are truly, truly possible if we do the work. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Laura W. from New Jersey. Joan Marie M., it's your turn to share, followed by Janice P.M.
Joan, did you call me?
I sure did.
Okay, I was unmuting. This is Joan Marie M., a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace and power of God. This is my very, very, very best. I love this part of the big book, The Promises, because they have come true. And, I had to be painstaking. I had to go through the pain. Who wants to say all the things about yourself that you don't want anyone else to know? No one really does. But the freedom on the other side, oh, my God, I can't even express what I want to say. But I just had to share today because, again, my favorite part of the big book, because those promises do come, every single one of them, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but they will always materialize if we work for them. So that's the painstaking part, the work, going through the steps with a sponsor, and really getting step 1, 2, and 3 totally that I can't, he can, I'm going to let him. And that's a power that's greater, the power that I never had, that I trying to do everything, every kind of diet, every starving, binging, never been an exercise over there, but every other thing, the laxatives to purge. And so today, the freedom, the ability to go out and enjoy the company of others, no matter what they're eating, and it doesn't call to me anymore. That's a miracle, because I couldn't get it. It took me a long time to get it, but I'm so grateful. Thank you for all your shares. Thank you, Luann, for getting us started, and everybody have a blessed day. I pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Janice P.M., it's your turn to share, followed by Nancy L.J.
And thank you so much, Dawn B., for taking us through this marvelous, these marvelous shares already. Boy, saying what I was going to say. However, I have a higher power in my life that will guide me through this. And painstaking. Well, you know, don't forget, I mean, I cannot forget that this is a marvelous truth. These are marvelous truths that's going to happen. They're a good description of a treated compulsive overeater. Remember, page 52, it was all these untreated messages. I couldn't get along with anybody. I couldn't get thin. Which was the beginning of a spiritual awakening. I experienced the power from these first 8 steps. And I had a power that would take me through this 9th step. And I'm telling you, what miracles. See, I came in many years ago, and I sat, and at that time, the open meetings, we would read the promises, and I loved them. I loved to read them, but I didn't experience them. And I was abstinent, but this is the difference. I was still holding something back. I didn't want to go through this. Certain things I did, and certain things I, self-rationalized. And of course, this promise is nothing about my environment, about my circumstances, or the promise that I will make more money, I will be making more success. Well, maybe I will, but you notice it doesn't mention that. It's because I have to go through my illness, my spiritual malady. And yeah, did it cause some pain? Sure, I had to give up a lot. But I didn't want the other side. So freedom, 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 freedom. And it didn't promise me things, but boy, my sponsor used to say, you haven't seen anything yet. Having had a spiritual awakening, made me into a different woman with different ideas, dwelling on the past, being in misery, living in the present with serenity somewhat. Once I got halfway through this ninth step, the courage to do it. It was, some of it was painful. It was shameful. I had a different attitude. Thank you. I had a different attitude in life now. What a marvelous promise this will give us. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janice PM from Massachusetts. Nancy LJ, it's your turn to share, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Good morning. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Nancy LJ in California. And I was actually excited last night. I was trying to read the paragraph before and be ready. And I think I shared with my sponsor. I was looking forward to it. So, I looked up painstaking. It says extremely careful and correct and involving a lot of effort. And boy, that is not in my vocabulary. I'm a little lazy. I hate the negative self-talk, but I am a little bit. And so I try easier, softer way first, sometimes second, third time, till I really get beat over the head. But I know we're on in talking about step nine, but just in general in my program, I wanted to share a gift I got recently. I had been feeling somewhat a lack of emotional sobriety, just kind of waves of it. And it was starting to get a little bit worrisome. And, I try to do what I tell my sponsees when things start feeling like that is more work to be done, right? More program work. What happened is, and by the way, I've been a nurse my whole career. Always start 5 in the morning. So I'd get up and like my pants are on fire and do a little 5-minute prayer, 5-minute meditation, and then I'd hit the road, right? Just boom. And I got laid off a little over a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago. And I just turned my world upside down, but I did keep asking God, let me see the lessons, because I know every time something big happens to me, I get lessons, and usually a miracle. And what I got was more time in the morning. I get up, I make my coffee, and I pick up my big book, and I'm doing my prayers and my meditation. I've been going out in the patio when the sun comes up and listening to the birds and listening to this meeting, or doing full meditations, longer meditations. And I'm telling you, the gift, you guys, is I'm feeling so much better, so much more so much emotional sobriety. It's just amazing. So I'm not telling anybody to quit your job. You got to do that. I put my time in. But just know, you know, if you can, if you're not feeling your emotional sobriety, just get that pain. Be painstaking. Do the correct thing, what this book tells you to do, perhaps. And, you know, I wish now I had gotten up a little earlier all these years. It would have helped, but thank you. I'm just super grateful to where I am now and looking forward to more and more recovery. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy LJ from California. And we're talking about page 83, that fourth paragraph. If we are painstaking about this phase through two sentences ending a new freedom and a new happiness. So although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us? Press star one if you'd like to share. Anybody else want to get in there? It's a great time to share. May I be heard?
Hi.
Oh, yep. I guess again. Go ahead. Who is that?
This is Tony H.
Tony
H. But I heard, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, who else would like to share? Where are you calling from, Tony?
Connecticut.
Perfect. And who else would like to share?
Linda G. from Alabama.
Linda G.
Gary O. from New York.
Gary O. from New York. And we'll stop there. Okay, Tony H., go ahead. Please share with us.
Good morning. This is Tony H. from Connecticut, compulsive overeater. This meeting has been fantastic. Thank you so much for all the shares that have gone on already. It's been very helpful for me. So I'm relatively new, and not new in the program. I've been here for a while, actually almost a year, but I am in the beginning of going through my steps. And so, you know, it's just awesome to hear and very encouraging to hear what, you know, what I have to look forward to, to help me stay consistent and keep up with my step work, and my higher power has been showing me how to do more work even at this level. Like one of the things that's occurred to me, I think of it as like two-way prayer, because I asked in my prayers for what do I need to do differently, or what do I need to do more of to do to work this program and be more successful. And one of the things that occurred to me is taking the names of the people who share on, like today has just been fantastic. Share on topics that I really relate to and topics that I find helpful, and to try to look them up in the members list and connect with people, because isolation is really a big problem for me. You know, I can very easily stay quiet and stay to myself, you know, and just be introverted and all that kind of stuff. It's easier, but it's safer. You know, it doesn't help me to stay connected and be present and be abstinent. So I'm learning how to do all that stuff, and I just want to say thank you for everyone who's sharing and offering inspiration and motivation, and I really appreciate that. So thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Tony H. from Connecticut. Linda G., it's your turn to share.
Hi, this is Linda G., recovering compulsive overeater and anorexic in Alabama. About 13 years ago, a gang did a horrible thing to me. And it came up in my fourth step, but I just kind of glanced over it because I wasn't ready to look at it yet. And it's coming up again, and I have to deal with it in order to recover. The police accused my husband of doing it, and he freaked out because there was physical evidence. But it wasn't him, it was them. And I had a breakdown over it. And I saw them in the hospital. They had seeking refuge there over something else they had done. They had sought refuge there over something else they had done. And I flipped out when I saw them. But I have to deal with it now, and I can't forgive them yet, but I'm going to try to pray for them. And I think that's all I can do, is pray for them and hope that God will take me to where I need to be if I do that, and hope the program will take me where I need to be if I do that. Because I know that's the high path, and that's the road I need to take. So I'm going to pray that God will grant me strength and courage and the power and the wisdom to do that. And thank you all for listening and letting me share, because I feel better already.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
And I pass.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Linda G. from Alabama. Sorry that happened. Gary O., you have about a one-minute share.
Thank you. I'm Gary O. from New York. I have 24 years in program and grateful to be still painstaking about this work, to be thorough. That's what my definition is, to be thorough with that. And I love, when I first went through it, I thought this was a phase that I would get through. Like adolescence, God willing, it would be over and never have to go through it again. But the step work is now my life. So these phases, it's a phase that recurs, like the phases of the moon. It's regular. Every time I go through the first 9 steps and make an amends, I'm going through this right again. So these phases for me have recurred gratefully and keep me working the program thoroughly. And my first freedom in this program 24 years ago, it was the freedom from the obsession of the mind that I could control and enjoy my food. And once that was down, I had the freedom to enjoy life and be content with what I had, including my food plan. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Perfect timing. Thank you so much, Gary O., and to everyone who shared. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Vanessa G. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hi, everyone. This is Vanessa G. in New Mexico. Thank you, everyone who and who brought this meeting to me and saved my life. This is Our Vision for You on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.